Good morning. I welcome you this morning to Community Church St. Lawrence. We are happy to have you here with us and so excited that you have chosen to worship the Lord with us this morning. A few announcements for you before we get started. Ordinarily, Pastor Derek would be up here doing this, but he is down at Camp Barnabas this week, and Patrick Nelson is with him, so continue to pray for them as they are serving down there. And then next Sunday will be the last Sunday that Derek and Kelly will be here before they make their move to Ohio. So we will have a card shower for them next Sunday during the fellowship time. There will be cake in the fellowship hall, and there will also be a basket if you have a card that you would like to give to them. That will be next Sunday, August 7th. Regular announcements that you see there in your bulletin, just a few of those that have been there for a while. If you're interested in serving in the nursery, there's opportunities there, and you can talk to Pastor Derek or to Therese. Also, the Sunday school cabinets that are being replaced, there's still a number of those out there in the fellowship hall, and if you think you would have a place you would like to utilize one of those, you're welcome to take one, and you can make a donation for that if you wish. And reminder about opportunities to serve in fellowship time. Also, I was asked to announce that the walker that used to kind of hang out there in the foyer is missing. And if you have any idea where it might have gotten, you found it? It's been found. Okay, the lost walker has been located, so disregard that. There are a couple other announcements on the back of the bulletin. Don't know if there is young adult Bible study tomorrow. Is there? I'm guessing not, since Derek and Kelly are gone, but I don't see anybody knows. You know, there's not. There's no Bible study tomorrow, young adult Bible study at Derek and Kelly's home. Any other announcements this morning that anyone has? All right, our call to worship this morning is a familiar verse out of John 16, verse 33. Jesus says, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world."
Please stand and join in singing hymn 483. "Lead on, O King Eternal," 483.
Lead on, O King Eternal, the day of March has come. Henceforth in fields of conquest, your tent shall be our home. Through days of preparation, your grace has made us strong. And now, O King Eternal, we lift our battle song. Lead on, O King Eternal, till sin's fierce war shall cease, and holiness shall whisper the sweet amen of peace. For not with sword's loud clashing, nor roll of stirring drums, with deeds of love and mercy, the heavenly kingdom comes. Lead on, O King Eternal, we follow not with fears, for gladness breaks like morning where'er your face appears. Your cross is lifted o'er us, we journey in its light. The crown awaits the conquest. Lead on, O King of Might.
Thank you for your singing. Please greet one another if you'd wish.
Good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. Grateful that you have chosen to be here, both either in person or online. And this is our time for our prayer requests and praises. Just a couple of them that have been given to me. We've been praying for Mark Kettle Hutt's dad, Merle, as he is. He fell a couple of weeks ago and was in the hospital. Well, this past week, the decision with the healthcare team, they've put him in a nursing home. And so we'll pray for the adjustment as well as for him and for the family and for Mark's mom as they begin this next step. Was informed Brenda Christensen's mom, Catherine, has been living with her for several months. And this past week she had a stroke. And so it has significantly affected her, especially in her ability to swallow. And so she has been placed in hospice care, but she's staying at Brenda's home. So we'll be praying for Brenda through this time. Grandson is getting married on Saturday. So I know there's just a lot of events in Brenda's life, we'll be praying for Catherine, and she just doesn't seem to, the doctors don't think she'll have a lot of time left on this earth. So any other prayer requests or praises? Deb. So is she still in the hospital?
No,
she's
at
her home. So Deb, this week, her mom was in the hospital, Mom Paige, but she is home, but there is significant challenges that she has, so we'll be praying for her and for Deb and the family as they walk alongside Mom at this time. Any other prayer requests or praises?
Lynn.
Well, I saw him that he's it would be part of praise team, so his wisdom teeth removal has seemingly. I bet he hasn't. So the request from Lynn, her grandmother passed away, and they had the service this week. Along with that, her uncle Chris was put in the hospital, and we'll be praying for his healing. Ridger is somewhere in the building. Oh, in the back. Yep. He won't remember us, but we'll remember him being here. But we welcome him to his first Sunday. And then Kelsey and Nick are expecting, and so congratulations to you both. And then Jerry and Lynn will be traveling to Sturgis this week. There's a reminder, there'll be a lot of people traveling to Sturgis this week in that area. So we'll be praying for safety and those travels, as well as the ministries that pop up around the Sturgis area to minister to those that are coming in. Terry, you had one. So you have a cortisone shot coming up this Wednesday? Okay. So we've been praying for Terry's back problems, and they have a scheduled cortisone shot coming up Wednesday. Those of us that have had joint pains and such, that's kind of the first step, but we'll be praying for relief for that pain. Any other requests or praises?
Praise for Briar. She's better, and as you can tell, her normal self. The big praise is that there's no damage to any of the other teeth in her mouth after the violent extraction. Her front tooth never fell.
The things that happen when you're gone to Nebraska. No, I did not know that. So
last Sunday morning, she was sitting at the kitchen table. She pushed back. Chair went back. She went forward. Ripped an entire tooth out.
we'll be praying. I know our daughter, when she was quite young, knocked her two front teeth out, and so she had many a Christmas she was praying for her two front teeth for Christmas, but we're grateful that Briar is doing well, and we'll pray for that tooth to reseat itself. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Carrie. Because is there also an MRI on Tuesday? Yeah, that's what I thought I said. So, or I was reading, many have commented how good where they put the staples. You couldn't really, it just looked like an extra hairpiece that you would wear there. But we'll be praying for Kiana, both as a new mom, but also dealing with stage 3 cancer, and meeting with the oncologist on Tuesday, as well as for the MRI. Be praying for them. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter this day, as we finish up a month and start anticipating the month of August, it is again hard to believe how quickly our seasons pass us, especially with summer vacations coming to a close. We do know that there are many that are traveling. We pray for safety in their travels about the state and across our country. And we know that you are not bound by our schedule. You never tire, and you are always working on our behalf. And thank you for your sustaining grace, for your benevolent love towards us and all of creation. As my family and I have had the opportunity to travel a bit back down to Nebraska just to see how green places are. Others need moisture, and you know the needs of the farming and ranching communities in our multi-state region. But it is just a reminder again of the beauty of your creation and how you have made that, and we can enjoy it, but we also can see who you are in your majesty and your grandeur. Father, we pray for these requests. As thinking of those traveling, we pray for those heading to Sturgis, for safety for all those on the road, both through our community, for those specifically, pray for Lynn and Jerry as they head out, for those that will be ministering to the different groups coming in. Father, we just ask that they would find hearts that would be receptive to the gospel message. Father, we lift up just the different health needs. We think of Lynn's Uncle Chris, that you would heal, that you would give wisdom to the doctors, for the passing of her grandmother, the legacy that she has left, but also the reward that she has received. Father, it is just the reminder that this life is but a vapor, even at the age of 97. And it is what we've done for you that will last, and the lives that we've impacted, for you've created us for eternity. Father, we also pray for new life. We are grateful for Ridger and him being here today, but also pray for just wisdom as parents in raising children. We pray for Kelsey and Nick as they are expecting, and we rejoice with their news, but we pray for health for mom and baby through this time. Father, we lift up those transitions of life. We pray for Merle and this transition, for Mark and his family, and for Dad to be able to adjust, for him to gain strength, for the separation from being on the farm. We pray for this time. Father, we also lift up Brenda Christensen and her mom, Catherine. Father, that you would give Brenda strength and patience, And also the knowing that you were there carrying the burdens for this Saturday, for the wedding of her grandson, that of Catherine's grandson, that you would just help it to be a special time for that family. Father, we also lift up Deb's mom, Paige, grateful that she is home, but you know the health needs, and pray for the family as they come alongside for just this time in her life, that she would be willing to accept help and you would give wisdom to everyone involved. Father, we pray for Terry and his back issues that he's been having. We continue to pray for healing, and as he schedules his cortisone shot, that would bring relief and mobility that he desires. We also are grateful for how you protect and watch over for Briar, and with her teeth, we pray that this one that is loose would reset and the nerves would stay healthy, and you would, as you are very intimately aware of, as parents, how much we can be concerned about all the things that our children get into, that you especially watch out over them, and that you, and we give you the praise and glory for how you've watched out over her. We also pray for Kiana and this MRI and the meeting with the oncologist Tuesday. Father, we again come alongside of the family and pray for healing. And that is our desire, that you would perform a miracle. And you, we leave that in your hands. But as they walk through this time, may they know your peace that is only brought through the presence of your Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the ministries you've entrusted to us. And as we start thinking about the fall, we start thinking about school starting and Club Rock beginning. We pray that you would raise up an individual to lead that ministry, but also for the students that we will be able to minister to, and the teachers and volunteers that will be a part. We just ask that you would be preparing our hearts. Father, we also lift up Patrick and Derek and Kelly and the this week at Camp Barnabas. We pray that you would especially help Patrick as his first missions trip, to see how even little things can impact lives for the kingdom of God, that you would watch over and protect, especially through the heat of the summer, and give him patience, but also a willing heart to do whatever he's asked to do. We also pray for our missionaries as they serve around the world, and specifically pray for the Elliots as they also gear up for fall ministry at Frontier. Thank you for watching over them with the travels, but as the RA staff starts getting ready to come in and students finish up registration, we just pray for this year ahead at Frontier, that you would use the faculty and staff to impact the students, and that as you work in the students' lives, they will then be launched out to impact the world around them and the world that you've created. Father, we thank you for the opportunities you give us, for the finances you give us. And as we give back to you, we ask that you would bless this offering, both the gifts and the givers. In Jesus' name, amen.
What a beautiful day to come to the Lord's house. It's going to be a little hot, but you know, the blessing part of it is that it helps the crops grow, and the rest of us get to suffer. So let's stand. Let's praise the Lord, and let's sing.
Thank you to Owen for that offertory. I wasn't expecting that. It wasn't in my schedule anyways, but that's all right. Those are the ones that are good for us. As I was listening to a lot of our prayer requests and things this morning, I was reminded of a song that we've done in the past, and I'm not going to change our setup, don't worry. And Pastor Jason's welcoming this morning reminded me of it too. But no, in this world we have trouble, and we're going to have a lot of trouble, and sometimes that trouble seems to last a long time. But we know that God gives us his peace, and that's there to help carry us through those times of trouble, to get us out of that valley and help us get back up on top of the mountain. Another song reference in there in the mix. But and real quick, it wasn't in the announcements yet, but next Sunday evening, I want to put a little plug in. Our youth group has been going through a series on worship and what is worship and all the different aspects of worship. But next Sunday evening, as we conclude that, we're going to have an hour of worship that is open to the congregation to come. So next Sunday evening at 6 be right back here if you'd like to come and join and sing some songs with us. Some of our youth might share some music. So that is open to the congregation to come and enjoy next Sunday evening. So we'll move on.
Here last week, and it was such a joy to be able to see Nathan walk in today, and I just want him to know that I am so excited that he's here with us today.
Darkness, open my eyes, let me Father, we do indeed come this morning to worship you. You are worthy of our worship and our praise. We pray that our worship this morning has been a sweet sacrifice to you. We thank you for the privilege that we have to come together, the freedom that we have to worship. And we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. And as we look into your word now and we're reminded from the passage we're about to look at that nothing can separate us from your love, we thank you for that promise and that assurance that we have. In Jesus' name we pray.